The 2-0 Eagles beat the 1-1 Washington Redskins in the first NFC East battle of the season.
20, 25, 30, cuts back at the 35, 40. Chris Paul, end to end.
Back, looks, fires, complete, another touchdown. And this time Garcon falls,
fires for the end zone, touchdown.
Their quarterback, Nick Foles, is down on the field. He was cheap-shotted by Chris Baker. And anybody over there fighting, they should be fighting.
Goes back.
He's firing for the end zone. Touchdown! Jeremy Maclin!
Can Bill Davis's weary defense keep the Redskins out of the end zone?
He pumps, he fires, and it is intercepted! It is intercepted by Jacobs!
This is good old-fashioned NFC East football, boys and girls.
And one of the most dramatic games in recent years comes to a fitting conclusion.
Another thriller in an early season full of them. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf here at the NovaCare Complex in our Xfinity studio. And we're just catching our breaths after the Eagles beat the Washington Redskins on Sunday. Crazy times to open up the NFC East schedule.
Yeah, what a game. What a fight, as Nick Foles talked about after the game. What a performance from Nick Foles. Talking to Greg Cosell in the studio afterwards, he said this was the best game he's seen Nick Foles play in his NFL career. And it's hard to disagree considering the amount of punishment he took and the way that he led this Eagles team to a big NFC East win.
Yeah, it was a really physical game, what you expect from a Washington-Philadelphia rivalry. And now we'll kind of close up that game and look ahead just a little bit to the San Francisco 49ers. The Eagles facing a lot of questions, and Bo, there are some things, some concerns surrounding this football team.
Especially on the offensive line, of course. Jason Kelce left yesterday's game. Chip Kelly updated his status, and we'll send it over now to Chris McPherson, who gives us the look at the offensive line.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. Head coach Chip Kelly announced earlier today that center Jason Kelce will undergo surgery to repair a sports hernia that he incurred in the third quarter of Sunday's win over Washington. In Kelce's absence, David Moll came off the bench against Washington, and the team also has veteran Wade Smith at their disposal as well. What's the plan moving forward? Chip Kelly details.
Moll's good. You know, he's not Jason right now just because he doesn't have the experience in our system. Jay's only been here a year. Moll's only been here a year, and Jason's been here, you know, was here longer and was through the whole system a year. So, obviously, Jason's ahead of him from that standpoint. But Moll's a smart football player, and he understands what's going on out there. So, he's a competitor. You know, I think he's extremely quick off the ball. You know, so he can do a he really gets into the defender very quickly. He'll fight you. You know, he's a tough, competitive guy in there, and he'll scrap and give you everything he's got. So.
It should be noted that the Eagles have outscored the opposition by 50 points in the second halves of games this season. Now quarterback Nick Foles won over not only his teammates, but a lot of fans with his gutsy performance in the win over Washington, throwing for three touchdowns along with 325 passing yards. Chip Kelly said that it was the quarterback's best outing of the season, and he can't wait to see what he's going to do moving forward.
It was his best game, and that's the one thing I've seen with Nick. You saw it last year, as he got better. I thought he got better each week. I thought he got better, you know, from game one to game two to game three. So, you know, we're excited to go see what he can be like in game four.
We know that Jason Kelce will not be available for Sunday's game against San Francisco, but what about linebacker Michael Kendricks? Kendricks missed the Washington game with a calf injury. Kelly insisted that the linebacker is still day-to-day. Kelly also addressed the comments made by cornerback Kerry Williams in the wake of the win over Washington. Williams said that Kelly's training habits left him tired before the game even started. Kelly has a lot of respect for the veteran cornerback and said that the door to his office is always open.
And I know we ask our guys to run a lot during practice. I met with Kerry just a little while ago. He came in on his own today to visit with him, and I think he was frustrated. Kerry's just a competitor, and I think he always wants to play a perfect game. He always wants to make a perfect play, and I think he'll tell you he just got frustrated. So
that's going to do it for today's news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back into the studio for more of Eagles 360 with Dave and Bo.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. Now let's take a little more detailed look at the Eagles' lengthy list of injuries 3 games into the season. Obviously, Jason Kelce is the most immediate concern. We'll have sports hernia surgery and no timetable on his return. The offensive line really is quite injury-ravaged here. Bo, Evan Mathis, long-term injury as well. And then Alan Barbary gone for the season. Matt Tobin, hopefully back in the lineup this week in some capacity.
I think that's going to be an important one to watch because obviously, remember, Lane Johnson does come back in week 5. We don't know exactly how ready to play he'll be come week 5. But this offensive line, which last season had all 5 guys start all 17 games, this year, injury ravaged, only 2 of those guys remaining right now in Jason Pierce and Todd Harriman. It's going to be very interesting to see how Chip Kelly and the offense finagles this lineup for San Francisco.
Yeah, Josh Huff practicing last week could be back in the lineup this week if the Eagles can find some space for him. And on defense, Michael Kendrick still termed day-to-day. We'll get a more clear picture of his status. And then Earl Wolfe, a surprise injury, inactive on Sunday, a reoccurrence of that knee injury that bothered him late in his rookie season. So all of that will be updated a bit later in this week as the Eagles get ready for a very difficult game on Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. When we return to Eagles 360, we take a more detailed look at Nick Foles and his outstanding performance against Washington and the offense in general getting it done despite all of these injuries. We're coming right back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson Doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. The Eagles offense, the topic of our conversation right now, and your take 3 games in, Bo, as the Eagles prepare for San Francisco with a lot of injury question marks.
Well, we will talk about Nick Foles and how impressive he was, but the thing that stood out to me in addition to Foles was the performance of the guys on the outside. A week after we were talking about a little bit of lack of production from the outside receivers, the 3 guys on the outside, Jeremy Maclin, Jordan Matthews, and Riley Cooper, combined for 20 catches for 245 yards, 3 touchdowns. Great to see Jordan Matthews get involved in the red zone, and great to see Jeremy Maclin play like a number one receiver, especially with DeSean Jackson.
At a time when defenses are really trying to take away the Eagles' run game, Chip Kelly and Pat Shurmur shifting gears where that's necessary and using some of the other weapons. And on Sunday against Washington, both said it was the wide receivers. In previous games, it's been the tight ends, it's been Darren Sproles, it's been LeSean McCoy. So the Eagles think that at all 3 tiers of the offense, they've got enough weapons to counteract pretty much anything a defense can do. All of that, of course, is relying upon the quarterback, making the right calls, making the right checks, the right reads, and delivering the football, something Nick Foles did very well on Sunday. 3 touchdown passes, a terrific day stood tall in the face of a lot of pressure. And after the game, Foles was extremely excited to get out of there with a win.
I mean, I'm going to fight every time for them. They're going to fight for me. And just knowing that he had my back in that situation when a guy does a dirty play, you know, all those guys kept fighting. Our team was fighting throughout the whole day. And I'm really, really proud of my teammates today. Our O-line, you know, we had to go to some backups tonight, and they did a great job tonight. And I felt comfortable. They were fighting each and every down. So I was going to stick in there. I was going to deliver the ball and definitely missed a few. But guys made some big plays tonight, and defense played great. Special teams, everything. So it was, once again, a great team win. We got some seam balls on them, and they did a great job. They both had touchdown catches, and Jordan made his second touchdown catch in a tight window, so he really did a good job focusing on the ball, and Max doing a great job every time he's out there. So it was, Riley made some big plays, Jeff Mayle at the end, you know, tight ends played great, so I was proud of those guys. It's a family, that's what it is. We stick together. There's a great camaraderie in the locker room where during games like that we lean on each other instead of blaming each other, and that's what football should be about. It should be a family feel. You're going to work each and every day with these guys. You're going to on the field of battle, you know, playing the football game. You want to have each other's backs, and today we had each other's backs.
Now, Foles connected with Jordan Matthews on two touchdown passes, one touchdown pass to Jeremy Maclin, which gave the Eagles the lead in the fourth quarter. And, Bo, that early play to Jordan Matthews, the second touchdown, the one right before halftime, really changing the mood at Lincoln Financial
Field. And what an efficient drive it was. The Eagles getting the ball down six from their own 20 with about just over a minute and a half remaining. And he drove them right down the field with three timeouts and made what I thought was maybe his best throw of the day into a very tight red zone window on that second touchdown to Jordan Matthews. And our friend Greg Cosell from NFL Films breaks down what made that play so impressive.
What I want to do is show you the second touchdown that Nick Foles threw to Jordan Matthews. And this was a big, big-time NFL throw, particularly in the red zone. And the reason I say that is the windows are really, really tight, and you still have to make these kinds of throws. And let me show you. As we start to run this, you're going to see exactly what I mean. Foles is going to throw the ball to his left. Now, if you freeze it for a sec, right about here, actually, right there is where he wants to throw the football. That's Matthews. Now, he has a linebacker, Terry Riley, playing him. But notice that Riley's back is turned. And when you're down here in the red zone and windows are tight, if you see a defender's back, you have to throw the football. Very tight window. But what I liked about Foles here, no hesitation. You have to be decisive in the red zone. Let's clear the screen and see the rest of the play, and you'll see exactly what I mean. Look at that throw. It was a better throw than catch to get this touchdown. Now I want to show this to you from the three receiver side. Here you see the three wide receivers. You're going to see Riley Cooper down here. You're going to see Jeremy Maclin. And here's Jordan Matthews. This is critical. Let me tell you why. Because the Washington Redskins are a nickel defense. They play with two linebackers against three wide receivers. So you know what that means? This is a linebacker playing over Jordan Matthews, not a safety. That's really important. Linebackers not as good in pass coverage as safeties. So let's clear the screen here. Keep your focus on Matthews and Riley as we run it a little bit. Now look at this as we see Matthews now running the route. Stop it for a sec. You see that there's the deep safety to this side is over here. He's playing over the other two wide receivers. So you essentially have Matthews working inside man-to-man against a linebacker, Terry Riley. This is the matchup that they wanted. This is why Foles was decisive, because they got exactly the matchup that they wanted. Now let's clear the screen, play it out, and you'll see what an incredible throw this was. Look how tight this window is. That is just an absolutely terrific throw by Nick Foles as the Eagles were coming back at the end of the second quarter. I love to see that, because you need to be decisive. And the final point, ball placement. Incredible ball placement by Nick Foles on this touchdown to Jordan Matthews. Back to you guys.
So what did the rest of the team think about the performance from quarterback Nick Foles? We go into the locker room after the 37-34 win, beginning with offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur, his take on number 9.
I think we all respond when our quarterback gets hit. And, you know, obviously, I think everybody was playing for all the right reasons. And when your quarterback can take a hit and stand in there and keep playing, I think it's an emotional boost for all of us.
Like I said, he put the ball in perfect place for me to be able to make good plays on the ball. I got a couple good matchups against the Mike, so he knew to put it up high for me, you know, in the back of the end zone. So, you know, couldn't ask for a better throw from him and also the line giving him protection. So just the rest of the guys around me. And then, you know, you're playing with so many different weapons, sometimes you can sneak around and get loose. So, you know, I hadn't done too much in the first couple games, so I got kind of sneaky. So I think they forgot about me with all the other guys out there. So Nick was able to find me and able to hit me in the end zone.
I heard the hit. I knew it was a hard one. And so the fact that he was able to get up and, you know, was even more fired up. I think that just shows a lot of courage on his part, you know, that he's, you know, committed, he's in the win, and, you know, he's going to do whatever it takes.
It shows a lot. The guys on the team love to see that kind of stuff. When he gets, you know, he gets hit, he gets knocked down, we know he's hurting, but he still comes back in the game, still makes plays, still wins the game for us. And those things, like little things like that, I think go a long way for the team to really trust you, really know that you're out there. We already knew it in the first place, but to know you're going to go out there and fight, you know, he may not be feeling his best. You know, there's no one at this point in the NFL is feeling their best out there. Everyone's got something nicked up on them, something hurt. To see him to stay out there and play and do well, it's big for the team. Uplifts everybody.
So the offense getting it done despite a lot of bumps and bruises and changes and shifts in direction. The defense, not the same story, but in the end, everybody pretty happy.
That's right, the defense. It wasn't the prettiest day all day long, but when it mattered in the fourth quarter, they made the plays they needed to help this team get a victory against Washington. And on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more in depth about the performance and what's ahead for the Eagles defense.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win, you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win, you win.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose, we get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro caliber protein from the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360, a battle for the Eagles defense on Sunday against Washington, no doubt about it. Kirk Cousins and the Washington passing attack really having its way with the Eagles for much of the day, Bo, and the Eagles able to hold tight in the fourth quarter. Another big performance from Malcolm Jenkins, an interception in the fourth quarter, leading to points, and then a big four-down stand late gives the Eagles a little breathing room at the end. Malcolm Jenkins in the locker room begins our conversation talking Eagles D.
I think it's just, you know, one, having faith in each other. I think when you look, you know, through our roster and you look at the guys next to you, I think we believe in every single person that's out there that they can make a play. And then it's the way we train. You know, this is what we're built for, is the second half and really coming up with some resolve. Guys are cool-headed, calm. We make adjustments and move on, talk about stuff on the sideline, and you know, it's a good quality to have.
Gave up a lot of big plays on the defense side of the ball, but you know, when it was time to step up and make the play, we did. So, you know, kind of cliche, but it's a four-quarter game, and we got to fight till the end, and guys did that. You know, there was no let-up. When the game got tighter at the end, you know, coverage got tighter, the rush got tighter, everybody was on point when it was time to make a play, and that's what it's all about.
Just knew, like, you know, late in the game, even exactly like last year, late in the game, they tried to stack up and get to the sideline and run certain routes. And, you know, I was seeing that on film all last year, and I even watched the game from last year just to kind of see how they would attack us in, like, 2 minutes or late in the game. And, you know, I knew that once they stacked up, that was coming, and I got happy because I wanted to get a pick. But made a good play.
This is certainly a week-by-week league, and now the focus is on the San Francisco 49ers and what they do. So we're early in the week here, Bo. The Eagles may or may not have Michael Kendricks looking for a pass rush, looking for more takeaways, yet it's 3-0 with a couple of late defensive stands.
And Chip Kelly talked today about what is perceived to be a lack of pass rush for the Eagles defense. No sacks since week one against Jacksonville, but he says it's about moving the quarterback on the spot, getting those quarterback hits, and the Eagles did manage to do that a little bit in the second half. Still, I think we would like to see those sack numbers improve, get guys like Trent Cole, Fletcher Cox, Connor Barwin involved a little bit more.
The idea that the Eagles are a bend but don't break defense is really not anything that a coordinator wants to hear. You want to get on the field and get off the field, something the Eagles didn't do against Washington, something they didn't do really against Indianapolis, and they really didn't do it at all against Jacksonville early in the game. So still a defense finding itself. The way, one thing I like that Bill Davis is finding weaknesses early in games, and he's making offenses pay the price late in the game. And I think ultimately that will really serve this Eagles defense well.
And credit to Kirk Cousins, who played very well yesterday, made some impressive throws into tight windows. But as you said, the Eagles defense stifled up in the second half. 8 of 15 on third down, which was their worst performance of the year, the first time they've allowed over 50%. But that's still not a terrible mark, and they did much better in the second half.
1 of 6 for Washington in half number 2. And the Eagles, again, are getting off the field late to help seal the deal. Win number 3 for the Eagles as they begin the NFC East schedule the right way. When we return to Eagles 360, it's time to talk about special teams, and why not? They have been special in all 3 weeks, and on Sunday, a kickoff return for a touchdown, 3 Cody Parkey field goals, another 51-yarder, no big deal for the kid, as the Eagles special teams continue to roll on, as we will on the other side here on Eagles 360.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare. So can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
What would you ask your favorite Philadelphia Eagles player? Here's your chance. Just tweet your question using hashtag AskAnEagle, and your question could be featured on Inside the Eagles, airing on 6ABC. Ask an Eagle, presented by GEICO. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, it's Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the special teams. And it's just a hugely important part of this 3-0 start. Bo, why is Dave Phipp, special teams coordinator, getting so much production from this group?
That's a good question, and I wish I had a good answer for you, but I think it comes down to a bunch of things. First of all, obviously Chip Kelly and Howie Roseman made a concerted effort to improve the core special teams unit this offseason, bringing in guys like Chris Maragos and Brian Braman. who knew that Chris Polk was going to be a guy who we were going to be counting on as a kickoff returner? His first one, really, he returned a squib kick his rookie season, but this was the first time lines up as a kickoff returner, and he takes it to the house on his first touch against what, to be fair, has been a historically bad Redskins special teams unit, so I'd like to see what Chris Polk can do moving forward, but good to see that, obviously, and then Cody Parkey, the kid is nails, absolutely clutch, that 51-yarder, never had a doubt, that was beautiful.
And he's also got a big-time leg getting to the end zone on his kickoffs, a lot of touchbacks. Just a really great late preseason find for the Philadelphia Eagles who made that trade with Indianapolis and found a kicker who's been delivering through the first month of this season as if he were an NFL veteran. And let's not forget Darren Sproles, who came within an ankle tackle of a touchdown against Washington. So the Eagles really making sure that in that phase of the game, for the most part, they're dominating. Now, Donnie Jones had a bad late game punt, nearly came back to haunt the Eagles, but the defense gets the hold here. But overall, through three games, give the Eagles special teams very high marks for their performance in every phase, and it really does make a difference.
Even a guy like Trey Burton, who is an undrafted guy, just makes this roster sort of by the skin of his teeth, makes a big play on kickoff coverage. Everybody contributing right now on special teams.
Yeah, so the Eagles 3-0, leading the NFC East. What about some of the action on Sunday from around the rest of the league? Some games of interest for the Philadelphia Eagles. We take a look now at San Francisco, Sunday's opponent. They fall to 1-2 with a loss to Arizona. That Arizona team is very good. San Francisco with a bunch of injuries and a bunch of question marks.
And certainly it's going to be an interesting game on Sunday against Washington or against San Francisco. The big key for the Eagles defense, I think, will be containing Colin Kaepernick as a rusher in the secondary, tackling better than they did yesterday.
And a couple of very outstanding receivers in Anquan Boldin, Michael Crabtree. We'll see if Vernon Davis is healthy enough to play. In the NFC East, the Giants get their first win. The Cowboys come roaring back from 21 points down to beat the St. Louis Rams. Take a look at the NFC East standings. It's early. A big division win for the Eagles against Washington. Absolutely a huge win for the Eagles, really, to get that going against Washington and create a little bit of distance between them, the Giants, and Washington.
Yeah, I think Washington and Dallas look like they're going to sort of be in the mix all season long. I will admit that I'm not quite as worried about New York.
Yeah, the Giants beating the Houston Texans, much to my surprise, on Sunday. So it is Monday now. Tuesday comes very quickly. The Eagles getting ready for San Francisco. And again, a quick week of recovery before a long trip out west and a tough game on Sunday afternoon against San Francisco. We've got you covered every step of the way right here on Eagles 360. Make sure you join us tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll be with you then, and we'll have Chip Kelly, Eagles head coach, in studio. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.